With Jacob Lu in Beijing to meet the new Chinese leaders, including President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang, it's the first high-level contact between the two governments since the new leadership. It is also Lu's first trip abroad since taking office late last month. During the meeting, Xi Jinping said it's important for both sides to focus on the long-term goals.
In the China-US relationship, we have enormous shared interests and, of course, unavoidably some differences. But as long as we both approach and handle this relationship from a strategic and long-term perspective, I believe we will always stick to the set direction and move forward for the benefits of the people in both countries.
Whatever the differences may be, the Chinese president remains determined to continue with the relationship.
I attach great importance to China's relationship with the United States, and we are willing to work with the U.S. to continue developing this cooperative partnership between our two major countries.
The commitment, however, isn't one-sided, with Lu also stressing the U.S. commitment to building a relationship of growing strength.
As you know from your conversation last week, the president is firmly committed to building a relationship of growing strength, where we cooperate on issues of economic and strategic importance, understanding that we will each have to meet our own responsibilities, but we'll also have to manage our differences.
At the same time, some experts are also warning of the dual roles performed by Jacob Lu. Professor Jin Chanrong with the School of International Studies at Renmin University says China needs to prioritize its own interests first.
First and foremost, he is the special envoy of the U.S. President Barack Obama. China has proposed to establish a new type of relation with the United States, and the U.S. wants to send positive signals to the new Chinese leaders through Lu's visit. But at the same time, he's also the U.S. Treasury Secretary. In my view, this makes him the spokesperson for the Wall Street as well. If he bargains with us, China should also negotiate with him based on national interests.
Whatever the results of Lu's visit are, it remains the highest level of interaction between the two sides since former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's brief trip in late September. The next U.S. officials expected to visit to Beijing, the Secretary of State John Kerry, as well as Barack Obama's top military advisor General Martin Dempsey. For CRI, this is Li Jing.